Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, May 23rd, 2013. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, managing the Truth Warp Drive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Couple of quick program notes. As you know, we're coming up on the holiday weekend, and I just wanted to let you know RBN will be broadcasting live tomorrow and also on Monday, on Memorial Day. So if you're in between your hot dogs and your beer and the rest of it, you might want to tune in, and we'll be talking with a bunch of people. Richard Mack is, of course, scheduled for Monday in our third hour. Now, Richard and I had forgotten it was Memorial Day when we set this up, so we're trying to basically confirm with him, or we may slide it one day or 2 days later in the week here. I finally got back in touch with Cindy Sheehan, and it turns out that on Monday, they were dodging tornadoes, because as you know, Cindy and her people are doing the Tour de Peace, riding bicycles across the country. They started in Santa Monica, and they are in Tornado Alley right now. And apparently on Monday, they were dodging weather, and that was why basically they were not able to communicate. She will be joining us again on Tuesday at the very end of our show, starting about a half hour. We'll have the last half hour of the show will be Cindy Sheehan and the Tour de Peace. So we're back in touch with her, and again, oh, gosh darn tornadoes and the rest of that whole thing going on. Now, as you probably already know, yesterday in London, there was this supposed terror attack, and it's already sparked riots by anti-Muslim fanatics in that area of London. But it's already starting to look like this is just another fake. And as they do more of these fakes, they're not even doing them very well, and there are already a couple of major problems have surfaced with this one. I mean, to give you the backstory on it, supposedly this Muslim gentleman killed this soldier who had served in the Mideast, chopped his head off, was screaming, Allah, eye for an eye, basically stood around being videotaped on this whole situation and literally waiting until the police showed up to arrest and take them away. And originally we were told the suspects were killed, and they said, no, they're alive and in the hospital, and blah, blah, blah. Two major problems have already surfaced regarding this story. The first is that there was more than one camera supposedly videotaping this guy's rant. And in one of the videos, his hands appear clear, clean, just hands. And in the other, they look like they're covered with blood, although it's a very smooth, uniform red coloring. Whether it was put in after the fact with post-processing, visual effects, or not. But the two videos are directly contradictory. But by far the largest problem with this story, when they're showing the video of the victim lying on the road who supposedly has been beheaded with this meat cleaver or whatever else was used here, and there is no visible blood at all. And the reason this is a problem is very simple. When you die from a head injury, and obviously beheading is a head injury, your heart does not stop beating. It goes right on beating. This is why head injuries, like motorcycle accidents, are the best source for heart transplant material. Because the rest of your body is still doing what it's doing. It's just your brain that's gone. And if you remember the French Revolution, they would pile heaps of straw under the guillotines, because after they would take off the head, the heart would keep pumping, and the blood would pour out of the neck until there was so little blood left in the body, the heart would starve. So there should be just all kinds of blood around this body, not a drop. This is another hoax. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. I've been before some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about this latest, what appears to be another hoax terror attack to get us all hating those gosh darn evil Muslims. And as I was pointing out before I went to the commercial break, the giveaway here is the absence of blood. Supposedly this victim, who was a soldier who served over in the war against those gosh darn Arab Muslims who live over our oil, has supposedly been beheaded and, severely lacerated about the head and neck area. Now, when you die from a head injury or anywhere around that part of your body, your heart continues to beat until the majority of the blood in the body leaves the body through the wound and the heart starves. And as I was saying before we went to the show, if you go back and you study the history of the French Revolution, they would pile heaps of straw around the base of the guillotine, because after that blade fell, the body's blood would just pour out of the neck until the heart starved. And so if this guy was really beheaded, there should be a huge pool of blood, almost the entire content of the body's blood pooled around the injury, and it's just not there in the video. Now, somebody, a very sharp-eyed listener, just wrote in and pointed out something else we should be aware of. If you look at the close-up of the man doing the rant about Allah, an eye for an eye, he's wearing a gold ring. And devout Muslims do not wear gold. It is prohibited. And also, Muslims, devout Muslims, do not wear a wedding ring. Their philosophy is the wedding is based on the relationship between the man and the woman, and it's not enshrined in a ring so that the ring may be taken off and put the marriage on hold, which a lot of guys who are catching some on the side like to do. So already, this guy who's out there ranting about eye for an eye and everything, he's a fake. He's not a devout Muslim. Just like we found out the so-called devout Muslim that led the attack on 9/11. Turned out he was living with a stripper and they were going to bars and all this other un-Islamic behavior. It's just a fraud. It's another hoax here. Now, over in Sandy Hook, a lot of people's eyebrows shot up into the hairline, or into the bald, over this recent change to the laws in Connecticut that allow photographs of the crime scene of Sandy Hook to be withheld, supposedly over privacy concerns of the family. And when asked about it, the chief Connecticut attorney literally came out and said that the independent media, the truthers, have changed the landscape regarding the Freedom of Information Act, because too many people are taking the information that is released under Freedom of Information requests and they're examining it for contradictions and problems. And this was his reason for blocking release of the Sandy Hook details. He's basically come out and said, if we release the actual facts, those gosh darn bloggers and independent media and those gosh darn truthers, they'll just start tearing apart the story. Yeah, we will. That's what we do. That's our job. To be a watchdog on the abuses of government, which abuses, of course, includes lying to us. We've already caught them on so many lies about this whole Sandy Hook situation. The long gun being the most obvious one of that. Attempting to claim that Adam Lanza was not on antidepressants. Nobody said he was on antidepressants. He was on Fanapt. Completely different medication. So everybody's saying, we want to see the crime scene photos, we want to see the facts and judge for ourselves. And the Connecticut chief attorney said, no, you'll just cause trouble for us. Yeah, we will. And you might as well just glue a flashing neon sign to your forehead saying, guilty, 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 by going on out there and saying, no, you can't have the facts and the evidence here. Just accept what we tell you and believe and all shall be well. I don't think so. Now, a lot of people, of course, are still talking about how Lois Lerner took the Fifth Amendment, testifying before the House committee as to just what the heck was going on with the Internal Revenue Service. And it's getting to be a very, very interesting debate because she basically came up and said, I did nothing wrong, I've committed no crime, and I'm not going to say anything more. And I don't know, maybe we ought to just get out one of those water boards here because, you know, any Arab with a cheap Casio wristwatch, you know, oh, terror suspect, constitutional rights don't apply, waterboard him until he says something we can put in the newspaper. Obviously, Americans, by and large, are far more terrorized by the Internal Revenue Service than they are by the Arab with the cheap Casio wristwatch. So I don't know why we're seeing this double standard out there. But it's interesting. The House committee is taking the position that because Lois Lerner answered earlier questions to the Inspector General, and because she did testify under oath before that House committee, that she has automatically waived her right to the Fifth Amendment. You can't start being honest and saying what's going on and then say all of a sudden, at least that's their argument. I think it's a very gray area, and they basically dismiss the witness until they can get a firm ruling on at what point you can be construed as having waived your Fifth Amendment rights. I don't think it really matters. At this point, the damage is done. The instant she said, I refuse to answer and invoked her Fifth Amendment rights, all of America lit up and said, aha, we got ourselves another cover-up. Last word coming out is they're talking about an immunity deal for her. So once they grant immunity, the Fifth Amendment no longer applies because you're not incriminating yourself if you're immunized. You have to testify or you face contempt of Congress and various other potential consequences. So they may immunize her, to remove that Fifth Amendment protection. She won't need it. She's not going to go to jail. And there's therefore no more reason for her to invoke the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Of course, if she's out there invoking the Fifth Amendment to protect other parties, that is a whole different kettle of GMO fish out there. A lot of people are really putting a lot of scrutiny on the Internal Revenue Service right now. And basically, everybody's going back and looking at its history and realizing it's always been a political weapon. That was part of what got Richard Nixon in trouble. Whatever party or official is in power, they have felt they can use the IRS as a weapon. And that's not what it is supposed to exist for, but that's what it's being used at. The other reason that people are putting more scrutiny on the Internal Revenue Service is its rulings and declarations are always hideously overcomplicated, obfuscated, so you really can't follow back through to what's going on. This is where all that confusion of show us a law that actually says wage and salary earners are taxable under the income tax. Because income is defined as profit from corporate activity. If you own your labor and you trade it for wages and salary, there is no profit. It's an even swap. And the IRS tries to muddy the waters with all these complicated, obfuscated rulings and declarations here. And, of course, another reason people are very, very concerned about what the IRS has been doing is it is now Obamacare's enforcement mechanism. And people are wondering if, you know, you vote for the wrong party, if you will be denied medical care that you absolutely need. And, yeah, after seeing what the Internal Revenue Service has been doing to conservative groups and the independent media and the Tea Party and the Occupy, yeah, the idea that your medical care choices have been taken away from you and given to an agency that very obviously, provably, habitually, historically bases its decisions on political consideration. How Soviet Union can you get? Now, Karl Rove is getting out there and starting to rouse the rabble, and he's homing in on Benghazi. More and more information is surfacing about Benghazi, the lies, provably. People are lying and covering up. There's something being hidden. They're still towing the official line that this was some kind of a terrorist attack, and I don't think so. Everything I have seen to date reaffirms or reinforces, rather, my theory that it was a staged October surprise stunt to help Obama win re-election, and it got out of control and went horribly wrong, and everybody's trying to cover it up from that. New whistleblowers have come out to basically say what was going on in Benghazi at that consulate had nothing to do with diplomacy and everything to do with funneling weapons from Libya into the Syrian rebels. And so they're covering that up as well. Now, a little bit of a weird situation going on with Boston. It's getting a little weird out there. As you're probably already aware, earlier this week, there was this gentleman down in Florida that the FBI interviewed, no problem. Then the FBI went out to talk to him again at midnight, and somehow this witness got shot and killed. And now that he is dead and cannot answer for himself, they're saying he is the link between the Tsarnaev brothers and this triple murder involving drugs that they're trying to tarnish the Tsarnaev brothers with to so villainize them that people stop looking at the inconsistencies in the official story. And now we're getting word. Two of the FBI agents, not one, but two of the agents involved in Dzhokhar Tsarnaev's arrest have fallen out of a helicopter and died. Supposedly, it was some kind of a deployment training mission, and these two guys were on ropes, and because of an unspecified mechanical failures, the official term, both ropes let go, and these two FBI agents fell to the ground and died. That one just is way beyond belief on that one. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And His Highnessness, Lord Obama, is on the corporate media right now, basically trying to rationalize the continuation of drone strikes, supporting the Afghanistan effort until 2014, and basically he's trying to resell the same agenda. And what we're seeing here is, I think, Obama has come to understand that Triplegate has severely damaged his public approval, and, of course, that means nobody in Congress wants to ride his coattails any longer, and that means congressional approval for his agenda is about to go in the Al-Qaeda. And we've seen a couple of things over the last few days where Obama is out there urging employers to pay workers higher wages. Doesn't actually accomplish anything. It's just there to make Obama look good. And now he's talking about, yes, we're going to allow some of the Guantanamo detainees to be transferred back to their country of origin. And again, he's not actually doing it. He's just talking about it. And so Obama, I think it finally broke through to him. He is in trouble. The American people are, well, the American people really haven't been supporting him all that well for a while. But now the opposition is breaking into the open, and that is affecting the Congress. So he's out there trying to repair his public image. And I think we'd probably get more facts and truth if we went over to the science fiction channel here. Just heard back from Sheriff Richard Mack confirming, yes, he will be on the air in our third hour on Monday. So that will be a good thing for us to look forward to. So, We're talking about the aftermath of Boston and the attempt to demonize the Sarnia brothers by just piling on all these other accusations. There was this triple murder supposedly involving drugs some years ago where one of the murder victims was just an acquaintance of Tamerlan Sarniev. They were friends. There is no other connection, but they're trying to say, oh, yes, they were connected to the murder, and this guy in Florida was the link between them, and now that he's conveniently dead and can't speak for himself, that's the new sales pitch, to demonize the Tsarnaev so that people don't look at all those other little inconsistencies in Boston and smell a big, giant USDA choice government rat in the middle of all of this. Remember the anthrax letters that were sent right after 9/11, and the letters were made to look like they'd come from Arab Muslims, and the FBI went after Stephen Hatfill, and then they went after Dr. Ayad Assam, and then finally they settled on Bruce Ivins, who was conveniently suicided, and the FBI said, oh yeah, he was it, case closed, we don't have to go any further than that. And meanwhile, of course, the one guy actually caught going into the U.S. government lab where that strain of anthrax originated, Dr. Philip Zack, nobody looked at him. And they just scooted him out. I think he's out at Dugway now. So all of a sudden, we got FBI agents falling out of the sky, just like we had all those SEAL team members who were part of that operation that killed some old guy we were told was Osama bin Laden, and now they're all dead. Obama's cleaning house, it looks like to me. Now, a little bit of a flashback. We have this link to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com because we were talking about it yesterday. Kent State, at the height of the growing opposition to the ongoing war in Vietnam, there was this horrible shooting at Kent State where the National Guard fired 67 rounds into a group of protesters, killing four unarmed protesting college students. And at the time, it was said, oh, the protesters, they shot at the National Guard. The National Guard had to defend themselves. And you anti-war protesters, you ought to think very carefully about getting out in a crowd of protesters from now on. Didn't work. The backlash from Kent State only made the anti-war movement that much stronger. And it has since come out. The whole thing was set up. A known FBI informant apparently fired a starting pistol in order to give the National Guard an excuse to shoot into the protesters. And this is the way the government plays these things, and this is why I am absolutely adamant about this Adam Kokesh march going into Washington, D.C. It is a setup. It's an absolute classic setup. By the way, we're up to about, I think it's about 400 signatures on my online petition. We're trying to basically make pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment websites and groups around the country aware of this. We just want to get as many signatures on. We need to get more signatures on this petition than Adam Kokesh has marchers. And we're not telling Adam not to do it. We're not telling people who are convinced it's a good idea not to go. The goal of my anti-Kokesh petition is to destroy the possibility that if something bad happens on July 4th, that the government will say it represents all gun owners and all Second Amendment supporters across the country to justify suspending the Second Amendment and to justify gun confiscation. And so all this petition is, it doesn't do a thing about Adam Kokesh and his march. All the petition does is give an opportunity for gun owners and Second Amendment supporters to stand up and say, I support gun ownership and the Second Amendment, but I am not part of Adam Kokesh and what his people are doing. They do not represent me. They do not represent the vast majority of legal gun owners and Second Amendment supporters. We need to get that message out there so that if something unfortunate happens on July 4th, the government can't claim it is proof that all gun owners are raving, dangerous, violent kooks. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And aloha and welcome back to the show. And His Highnessness Lord Obama is still on the TV. Now he's trying to basically justify why it's okay for him to order the murder via drone of U.S. citizens. He's now admitted that at least four American citizens, supposedly protected by the Bill of Rights, were just extrajudicially killed by his drone orders. And you say, these are bad people. They are bad. They, you know, when you're a terror suspect, you know, you don't worry. You know, you shouldn't be protected by the Bill of Rights if you're a terror suspect. And he's trying to sell that one. I don't think he's getting a lot of traction because he's spending way too much time on this. Because you need to remember, there are two things to keep in mind about these drone strikes. Actually, three things. First of all, the drones are being sent into countries with which we are not actually at war. Second, the people targeted by these drones have not had their trial, have not had evidence of guilt of any wrongdoing against the United States presented, certainly not evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. We know, it's been admitted now, that both the Bush and Obama administrations know most of the people in Guantanamo are actually innocent of any wrongdoing. But they don't want to let them out because it would be a huge political embarrassment. Oh, you mean we've been torturing innocent people? How could that happen? It was the other administration that did it, and we are just as shocked as you are. blah, 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 the old Potomac two-step. And, of course, the third thing is for every one of these drone strikes that are carried out, an average of 50 innocent bystanders are killed. Now, over in Syria, things are getting rather interesting. The United States position, and this is a story we're getting out of antiwar.com, which, by the way, is now suing the FBI over their surveillance and harassment that's been going on over there. The U.S. is now saying they're willing to allow Assad to stay in power in Syria in order to avoid a wider regional war. In other words, the United States seems to have gotten the message from Russia that if they go into Syria or Iran, Russia said, we'll turn it into the new Vietnam and we'll wear you down in a war of attrition, which Russia has the resources to do and the United States does not. So the U.S. just blinked here a little bit. Of course, that's not going to change Israel's agenda. Israel doesn't care if more wars fought for Israel by the U.S. destroys the United States. They're already hopping over the border into Canada. Canada's the new parasite. Canada's the new proxy army, the new proxy banking center for Israel's operations here. An Israeli military commander went public saying that should Assad fall, should he be driven from power, Israel will invade Syria. Now, up until now, we've all been told that this is all about freeing the Syrian people from the evil tyrant Assad. But if Assad goes and Israel invades, which they're kind of already doing, it proves that it was never about Assad. It is Syria itself Israel is coveting. We already know Israeli forces are inside Syria across the Golan. We know Israel's just bombing Syria on a regular basis now. And we are getting a report from Syria News that the Syrian Navy has detected and sunk an Israeli submarine just 1 mile off their coast in what appeared to be some kind of an intelligence gathering operation. Now, 1 mile from the coast is inside Syria's territorial waters. And if you're in there with a military vessel, which a submarine is, and they detect it, yeah, you're going to get shot at. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is out there with a very interesting quote saying Jewish influence on American culture and politics is immense, immense. Now, the context of this is Biden was speaking to a Jewish group and he was saying it like it's a positive thing, that even though you're only a tiny percentage of the population, you have overwhelming influence in the United States Congress and all the rest of that. So he was saying it like it was a good thing. And isn't it kind of funny how when Israel supporters say that Israel has all this influence over the United States, it's lauded as a good thing. But if anybody else says Israel has all this influence over the United States, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're a Jew hater, you're a... And for the record, I am not an anti-Semite. I'm anti-sphincter. And there is actually a difference here. Because anti-Semitism is hating Jews just because they're Jews. And frankly, I don't care, you know, what you are in your religion. We are dealing with the actions of a government and the individuals within that government, not an entire people. Most of the world's Jewish people do not agree with or support Israel's actions. Most of the world's Muslims do not agree with and support the actions of Al-Qaeda, whoever that actually turns out to be. Most Americans do not agree with and support the actions of the U.S. government. We need to keep that BBL, that big black line, between the actions of the government and that government's population, the ordinary people. And we ought not to blame the ordinary people of a country for the actions of a few sociopaths at the peak of political power, because there usually is a huge disconnect between the two. Now, the House Foreign Affairs Committee has approved harsh new Iranian sanctions. They're trying to block the gold. They're trying to block the oil. And again, it's the same pattern that we have seen time and time again. Provoke, 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 provoke until you get a response. Declare the response. the initiating event and escalate the war. And they're basically trying to sanction all of Iran's oil exports. Hasn't worked so far. Nations are ignoring it. American companies are getting exemptions. And they're trying to close the loophole by which those Europeans are still buying oil from Iran. How dare those Europeans buy oil from people they don't, we think they should not buy oil from. Talk about the arrogance of that. The United States Congress, legally, constitutionally, is only able to make decisions on behalf of the United States government, the American people. They may be bad decisions, but that's their purview. The United States Congress does not, in fact, have a legal foundation to tell any other country who to trade with or not trade with. It's bluff and bluster, it is arrogant, and it is inevitably part of that long road into outright war. The United States Senate unanimously passed a resolution committing the United States of America, meaning your kids, to support and protect Israel in the event Israel attacks the Iranian nuclear power station. So this is what the deal, and this is how Israel does these things. Israel's going to go attack Iran, blow up their power station, blow up their medical isotope factory, blow up their industrial applications, all of which Iran is legally allowed to have under the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Then when Iran counterattacks, Israel's going to skedaddle back to their little country, and they're going to hide behind American men and American women and let those Americans stop the bullets coming back from Iran, because that's what the Americans are for, really. They're just bullet stoppers. They're not worth at all what our precious Israeli children are worth. And so that's basically what they're setting up to do. And the U.S. Senate just said, yeah, we're fine with that. Go and attack Iran. And then when Iran counterattacks, we'll put our kids in the way. Such a deal. Don't forget, we've got a campaign coming up next year, and you know, we're going to need your continued financial support. United States Congress, the finest government money can buy. And unfortunately, it's not our money who's controlling things here. Meanwhile, down in Arkansas, Representative Tom Cotton introduced legislation at the federal level. This is not an Arkansas law. He's introducing this into the House of Representatives that would automatically punish all family members of anyone who is suspected of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. Financial punishment, prison sentences up to 20 years. This is introduced as an amendment to the Nuclear Iran Prevention Act of 2013. And basically what Tom Cotton is saying, he wants to punish the family members of any people who are deemed to have violated the U.S. sanctions, including spouses and any relative to the third degree. This means the parents, children, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, grandparents, great-grandparents, grandkids, and great-grandkids. And he further went on to say there would be no investigation if the prime malefactor of the family is identified as on the list for sanctions. Then everyone within their family would automatically come within the sanctions regime as well. And he explains this away, this return to the Napoleonic Code, by saying, you know, it would be very hard to demonstrate and investigate that these family members were involved. So let's just assume they are all collectively guilty and throw them in prison. It's a terror campaign against Americans. Don't you dare do anything to support Iran. We'll lock you and your entire family away for 20 years. That's what Tom Cotton is saying. None of this, of course, is in compliance with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You do not punish the family for the crimes of the criminal, even if you prove the criminal absolutely guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. You don't go after the spouses, you don't go after the children, you don't go after their parents and aunts and uncles, and yet this is what Tom Cotton is trying to say needs to be done. That kind of hysterical reaction in the House of Representatives, I think, signals they know in Washington, D.C., they are losing this campaign to return to Bretton Woods. They're losing this campaign of dollarification. And they know that they have committed too far to this. They can't turn around and go back. And if they don't succeed, the United States is finished. And the party on the Potomac is over and done with. And all those Congress critters, they're going to have to go out and get real jobs. Their investment portfolios are going to be gone. They're going to have to go out and fix bridges and patch holes in roads. Do something useful for a change. Meanwhile, Iran has started mass producing a domestically produced air defense system. They're not dependent on weapons being sent in from other countries. They've cranked up the mass production line. The factory floor is going, and they're bolstering their air defense system internally. I think that's the reason for this new push for more sanctions. We can't let Iran be able to defend itself from attack. We're the United States of America. We don't attack countries that can fight back. We only attack countries that can't fight back. We'll claim they have weapons of mass destruction to sell the war, but we don't pick on countries that can fight back. That's why they hammered Iraq with sanctions for something like 10 years. People were starving to death in that country. And then once they had starved the country to the point of collapse, they said, yes, we'll attack Iraq, and we'll look heroic, and we'll look victorious. Because we're whooping on an absolutely helpless victim that can't fight back. As Ron White would say, you got to be a real manly man to conduct your wars like that here. Meanwhile, former CIA Director James Woolsey is out there screaming once again that North Korea has an imp weapon, an electromagnetic pulse, and without any warning, they could destroy 70% of the U.S. electric grid and cripple the U.S. defenses. Well, there are two things wrong with that. First of all, U.S. defenses have long ago been hardened against an imp attack. Second of all, the way you have an imp attack is you have to fire a nuclear weapon above the Earth's atmosphere over the target. North Korea does not have any rockets that can even come close to doing that. They're just, this is your daily dose of U.S. government booga booga to try and get you to go along with, we've got to conquer North Korea and we've got to open the door to war with China because that gosh darn gold yuan is a threat to the supremacy of our ink and paper. And ink and paper has to always reign over all. I'm still trying to push that whole agenda here. Meanwhile, and yes, Obama is still going on it. You know, it's a war on terror. We've got to kill these people. And he's gone on way too long. Which tells us he knows he is losing the war for public opinion on this drone issue. Amnesty International has basically come out blasting the United States for drone strikes, Guantanamo, an absence of all accountability. Gee, you think. Noam Chomsky is out there saying it's time to take Obama before the International Criminal Court. He is a war criminal. And it's kind of hard to argue against that when Obama is sending these robotic killing machines into countries we are not at war with and killing 50 innocent people for every one terror suspect. And remember how people get on that terror suspect list. There's no investigation. There's no CSI. There's no FBI. They're just out there offering reward money for anybody who might be a terror suspect. And people are turning over names of people they don't like because they get cash for it. You're in a little town and you've got a bakery and the guy across the market square has a bakery and the competition is driving down prices. So you go to the United States representative there and you say, that guy who owns the other bakery, I think he's cooking anthrax in the back room. And the U.S. gives you a big chunk of cash. They drone strike that other bakery owner. And now you're the only bakery in town and you can raise your prices and you're going to do very well. And there are no checks and balances on any of this stuff. They just need grist for the drone mill. The U.S. gratefully accepts any name at all to keep the machine going. To keep saying, yes, the war on terror is still necessary. And now we know that Obama has been murdering United States citizens in these drone strikes. And I don't care what these guys have done. They are protected by the Bill of Rights. And for Obama to go out and just extrajudicially execute these people, that in and of itself is an impeachable offense because the president is not allowed to simply kill whoever he wants. There is due process that must be followed. No man's life, liberty, or property can be taken by the government without due process. And the president simply saying, go kill that guy, is not due process. And Obama is reeling from all this backlash of world opinion. And so he's decided he's going to fix the problem by taking control of the drone strikes away from the CIA and giving it to the Pentagon. So the drones are still going to fly, and people of who may not have done anything wrong at all will be blown up along with 50 innocent people around them. And Obama thinks that because it's now the Pentagon and not the CIA, that this is going to calm everybody down and let us know that things are somehow better. Of course it's not. It doesn't matter which henchman is enforcing the will of the warlord. The crimes continue. We'll be right back.
Like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Coming up on the top of the hour, the phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Obama is still on the air, on the corporate media, still desperately trying to polish his public image, still desperately trying to take the media focus off of Benghazi gate, IRS gate, DOJ gate, and he's just announced he's lifting the moratorium I mentioned this earlier in the show. He is lifting the moratorium on sending some of the Guantanamo detainees back to Yemen where they came from. And he's doing this to try and repair his damaged public image, because Guantanamo has been a big, huge black spot on his record. And no, that's not a racist reference. So don't even bother emailing in on that one. But what it does tell us is Obama could have shut down Guantanamo all along any time he wanted to do. Remember, we were talking about 3 weeks ago when Obama was out there saying, oh, yes, it's bad, it's terrible, and I'd really like to shut it down, but golly gee whiz, we're just running into so many difficulties. Guantanamo is a military facility. Obama is the commander-in-chief. He can give the order anytime he wants to shut it down, and the military must comply. And so all this talk about, oh, I really want to shut it down, but I can't. Today's announcement that he's going to send the Yemenite Guantanamo detainees back to Yemen proves to us all he could have shut it down whenever he wanted. Probably they're going to make some kind of a deal with the government of Yemen to keep these guys from talking to the press, which the government of Yemen probably won't be all that enthusiastic of enforcing once they get their people back. But that's what it means when he says, yes, I'm going to start sending these people back to Yemen. It's an admission he could have shut this down any time he wanted to do it. Now, you probably heard recently in the media, both independent and corporate, about this supposed Chinese private Martian colony mission, and thousands of people signed up to go. Which, considering conditions here on Earth, sounds rather attractive, actually. Apparently, it turns out this was a scam. This Netherlands-based nonprofit that announced this and was going to supposedly build a colony, and they were raising money to do this. The Chinese media is saying this is just a big, huge scam, and they're angry because so many Chinese people fell for it. Anyway. Alrighty, let's see what else is going on. Let's talk about the economy here. As you're probably already aware, I should take a look at the market because the plunge protection team has been doing their thing all morning. And yes, the American markets are back up into the green, but the same cannot be said for the rest of the world markets. How lucky we live in a country where the Federal Reserve can just instantly create $85 billion in instant money every month to shower on Wall Street to keep the stock market high and looking good. And the rest of the world are not allowed to basically do that. They probably are to some extent here. But the Nikkei lost something like 7% last night. The Japanese bonds hit limit down almost as soon as the market opened. So we're seeing red warning flags. Going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.